5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home a cheap 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Fifth farmers shall meet the FRA in 300,000. Fifth farmers shall meet to FRA in 2024-2025 farming season. Rafael Nakachinda questions government silence on Russia's CEO leaked audio. In global news, U.S. blocks UN call for Gaza ceasefire for 6th time. A very good afternoon to you with the Phoenix FM main news of 13 hours. My name is Constance Mosinamwenga. Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo has disclosed that as of 17th September 2025, 300,000 bonded farmers representing 29.28% of the 2024-2025 season beneficiaries have successfully sold maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. In a ministerial statement on the preparation for agriculture farming inputs for the 2025-2026 farming season in Parliament this morning, Mr. Mutolo also disclosed that government has commenced distribution of inputs for the 2025-2026 farming season, with farmer collection progressing well. The minister highlighted efforts to strengthen private sector networks, noting that out of 1,362 agro-dealer applications received, 808 have been approved, representing 53.23%. Mr. Mutolo has emphasized the importance of agro-dealers adhering to the program guidelines and has cautioned against discounting farmer vouchers for cash, supplying non-certified seeds, fertilizers and chemicals. He has further encouraged agro-dealers to open outlets closer to farmers to reduce transportation costs. And Mr. Mutolo has disclosed government plans to make input distribution a non-seasonal process, leveraging irrigation and mechanization facilities promoted through sustainable agriculture financing facilities, SAFE and other related programs.
Government has made the landmark decision to expand the e-voucher modality to all the 116 districts across the country, as this nationwide rollout of the e-voucher system will give the following benefits: enhanced transparency in the input distribution, it will reduce leakages and further isolate non-existing beneficiaries, it will improve efficiency in program implementation, it will provide farmers with greater choice in selecting their preferred suppliers, it will enable real-time monitoring of program activities, it will facilitate better coordination between various stakeholders, and it will remove the corruption perception that is often associated with bulk buying.
Patriotic Front Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda has described the perceived non-action by state authorities to handle the alleged leaked audio involving Road Transport and Safety Agency RATSA Chief Executive Officer Amon Mwemba as selective application of the law. Speaking to journalists after the Lusaka Magistrate Court adjourned the opening of his defense to October in the matter he faces an offense of hate speech for remarks he allegedly made in 2023 criticizing voters for electing a person from Wengwa to state house in President Hakainde Hichilema, Mr. Nakachinda says the inertia to either commence investigations or institute a commission of inquiry shows the law is only applicable to the opposition. He has called for an immediate action on the matter, saying such remarks are unbated, the country's unity of purpose risks being eroded, and vindicate him on the assertion that the law is being applied selectively. And Mr. Nakachinda has warned that the scooping of by-elections at ward level in Mpulungu and Lufososhi by the opposition must begin to reflect on the ruling party's actions and not undermine the opposition in the country.
It's barbaric in this time and age to have tribalism and ethnicity be promoted in a manner that is being promoted. It is very unfortunate that the laws that the UPND have enacted, like seditious practice or indeed cyber crime laws, they were enacted to basically use those laws against the opposition and citizens that have a different view in relation to the UPND's performance in government. By now, if I can mention them, how serious you'd have fired that guy, investigated, possibly even put a commission of inquiry to be able to study what is happening in institutions of government where tribalism is rife.
In more news, government has expressed deep concern over the rapid decline of water levels in the Lufupa River, the main source of water for Kasempa District in Northwestern Province. The river, which supplies more than 24,000 residents to the Northwestern Water Supply and Sanitation Company, has continued to dry up, threatening water security and raising fears of possible outbreaks of waterborne diseases such as cholera. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colin Zinzovu says illegal gold mining activities along tributaries such as the Dengwe River have worsened the crisis by reducing inflows into the river. Mr. Zinzovu says government is working closely with the Ministry of Mines to address the illegal activities to restore the river ecosystem, emphasizing that securing water availability is not only vital for public health, but also for sustaining livelihoods in the district. Kasempa is among 84 districts severely affected by the 2023-2024 drought, and despite the start of the 2024-2025 rainfall season, the Lufupa has not recovered. In a statement, Ms. Sanzovu has disclosed that while temporary relief was achieved by drawing raw water from the Kamusongolwa stream, plans to drill two commercial boreholes under the Emergency Constituency Development Fund, CDF, have stalled due to procurement delays. Sandic Bank has called for a balanced approach to achieving energy security, stating that short-term power imports should go hand-in-hand with sustainable long-term projects. Bank Chief Executive Mwindwa Siakalima has warned that without a reliable energy supply, Zambia's industrialization and economic transformation could be significantly constrained. Speaking on the sidelines of the recently held 2025 Energy Forum for Africa in Lusaka, Mr. Siakalima highlighted the bank's support for power importation as one of the immediate interventions following last year's forum. He explained that these imports were already easing pressure on the national grid, providing Zambia with crucial breathing space as more sustainable projects come online. Mr. Siakalima also emphasized that platforms like the Energy Forum for Africa were essential for mobilizing stakeholders to deliver practical energy solutions for countries like Zambia.
Step one is the importation of power to the tune of 130 megawatts, if you like, in terms of the actual power that we imported. And this was Africa Green Corp, and Africa Green Corp Finance, where they borrowed $65.5 million to import power that has now, helped reduce the deficit. And this is the deal that we've done in December.
Moving on to global news, the U.S. has for the sixth time vetoed a draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council that would have demanded an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages. U.S. Deputy Middle East Envoy Morgan Ortagat said the text did not go far enough in condemning Hamas or recognize Israel's right to defend itself. All 14 other members of the Security Council voted in the favor of the draft resolution, which described the humanitarian situation in Gaza as catastrophic and called on Israel to lift all aid restrictions. The BBC now reports on this in Other World News.
Huge explosions can be seen over Gaza as the Israeli military continues its offensive in Gaza City. Palestinian media say the army blew up explosive-laden vehicles. Israel is ordering hundreds of thousands of remaining residents to leave the city. A drone strike on a mosque in Al-Fashir in Darfur has reportedly killed up to 40 people. Paramilitary rapid support forces have been fighting to take over the city from the army. The Taliban have removed books written by women from Afghan universities. More than 100 books by women were identified as anti-Sharia or anti-Taliban. The Taliban also banned the teaching of human rights.
We'll now take a quick break. When we return, the business news.
A whole new flight for radio.